Mega Blow.
Hey, it's back.
Brought it back. Wow. That means we're actually recording again.
It does.
Oh, Mike, we're back.
We are back. I mean, we did one already.
This is the real one.
That's true.
I don't know if you know this, but I was wasted for the last one.
I mean, fair. This one will be... we're going to try to make it shorter.
I mean, we've tried to do this in the past. How well has that worked out?
Not well. Not well. It usually results in 8 hours of editing.
Yeah. let's get to some stuff, man.
Stuff?
Dude, week one.
What happened?
We're back in week... Football is back. We had a full-length football game that actually mattered.
We did?
Yeah, it took all of 15 seconds for somebody to blow out a fucking knee. It was amazing.
Oh, that old thing that happened.
I don't know if you saw, but there were a couple of injuries.
Just a few.
And they were minor. Like, you know, blown ACL. Somebody hurt a knee.
Was there an ACL? I don't think there was an ACL.
There was an ACL.
I don't think there was an ACL.
There was an ACL.
I don't think there was an ACL.
There was definitely an ACL.
We're going to find out.
There was definitely an ACL.
All right.
There were two Achilles.
There were two Achilles. That's true. There can only be one, so they're going to have a fight.
I think I knew who's going to win that fight.
Probably the guy who has both Achilles.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Which is neither of those guys. We'll dive into injuries right now, starting with, I mean, you could say arguably the biggest one. But it's the biggest one from a real NFL standpoint. Quarterback Aaron Rodgers with a torn Achilles.
I'm really concerned for Joe and Matt.
Go on.
I mean, I know they were huge, huge Rodgers fans.
They were. Yes. I believed that they had Rodgers pajamas, perhaps a sheet set.
Oh, no, they did. And if I remember correctly, Matt had the Aaron Rodgers face pillow. That he slept on every night?
Yes.
Megan has brought it up a number of times of how much she did not like it because he would always, always insist on having that between the two of them. But I know they were huge Aaron Rodgers fans. And even though he wasn't in Green Bay and he had gone to New York to greener pastures, there had to be a little bit of, you know, either sadness or outright catharsis. Is that the right word?
I was legitimately in shock for a moment when that happened because Aaron Rodgers has played for the Jets for a grand total of 75 seconds.
He had three plays. Good Lord, dude, that pop was loud.
Didn't look good. Do you think the whole thing is like a lot of people are blaming the MetLife turf? Do you think it's turf's fault?
I mean, it didn't help. But it also doesn't help the demands like 80.
Yeah,
playing
I don't
a game
think
that was made
men,
for like 25-year-olds.
Yeah, that certainly doesn't assist in the matter. The reaction of Jets fans has been
amazing.
I probably shouldn't enjoy it as much as I have been. But it really takes the sting out of that.
Schadenfreude?
Schadenfreude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think the Barstool is the one that I like the most because it's just like, no! It can't be! And then there's one guy off to the side. It's like, I'm pretty sure he just tore his Achilles. No!
Well, I liked the immediate coping that happened. Like, I saw a video guy being like, you know what? We're going to have Aaron Rodgers on the sidelines, and he's going to be in the earpiece in Zach Wilson's ear. We'll be fine.
Imagine being Zach Wilson and listening to Aaron Rodgers on the sideline, knowing full well his ass is high as a motherfucker. His ass is high as a guy just going, hey, man. Sure thing.
That's a good question. Can you prescribe Aaron Rodgers painkillers, or is that just going to create a different problem?
What are you going to do, suspend him for the year? Oh, no.
It was more like, is it just, you know, a gateway drug to more ayahuasca?
At this point, like, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I'm requesting to be the offensive coordinator because he was essentially the offensive coordinator and sit up in the booth where nobody's really paying any attention to him except for literally you and I who are just like, I want Aaron Rodgers, Cam, and I need him to take off the sunglasses.
I mean, yeah, Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem like he's like the coach from the sideline kind of guy, but I guess we'll find out.
Oh, boy. Joe, I am so sorry that you took Garrett Wilson. You are going to regret every second of that.
Unless Garrett Wilson can play quarterback.
It can't be much worse than what they got. Of the 32 starting quarterbacks in the NFL, they've got number 33.
Speaking of starting quarterbacks in the NFL, Quarterback Anthony Richardson also was injured, though not as catastrophically as Aaron Rodgers. He's got a knee bruise and is day-to-day.
Well, he should stop running up the middle. Let's just...
Speaking of running it up the middle, J.K. Dobbins.
Sorry. Carlos, I didn't mean to laugh at your misfortune. Wait, yes, I did. Let me laugh harder.
Drafted 13 running backs, started J.K. Dobbins, still picked the wrong one.
I really wanted to see his initial reaction to watching J.K. Dobbins lose his, his knee?
He's the other torn Achilles.
Yeah, and is watching out for the year. Him lose his Achilles day one after putting up really good day. Really solid day.
Yeah, he was doing well.
And to watch him go down and his backup owned by who?
Me.
Wow. So let me get this straight. He traded away 4 running backs.
Yes.
And traded away the wrong running backs.
Well, I mean, almost assuredly, yes. He
I can't wait for him in week 6 to be asking for a running back.
See, here's the thing. You want to know his reaction to the injury. He didn't have one, I guarantee it, because he is dead inside.
No, like guaranteed week 6 he's going to be like, anybody got one of them running back things, man? Like I could use one. I know I had 13, but they're all dead.
Yeah, I really can't wait for the Carlos running back trade. I really need one, you guys.
Listen, I know I gave you Javonte for nothing, but can I have him back, please?
So that's that. And then there's a running back, Aaron Jones, with a hamstring injury, who's questionable for week 2.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Running back Austin Eckler, who is not day to day, but week to week with an ankle.
Oh, the Chargers are taking a new process to injury reports. He's hurt. How bad?
Technically. Next question. Technically, they didn't even say he was hurt. They just said that he has an ankle, which is just an anatomy fact.
That's it. Staley's so scared of his job. He's just like, well, I'm just stating facts now. Yeah. He has an ankle. Is it hurt? He has an ankle.
Yeah, every Tuesday and Wednesday, it's anatomy facts with Brandon Staley.
Do you think he'll play this week? I think he will be here on Sunday. Will he be starting? I think he'll be in the locker room. I think he'll be with the team. Next question.
Next player. Kenny Gainwell, who he Gainwell.
He outplayed DeAndre Swift by 30 snaps.
Apparently has a rib injury, and the severity is unknown.
See, this is one of the problems with that being the worst game of the week, which actually, it was a great game, but it was rainy. Nobody saw it.
Nobody saw it. Nobody cared because DeAndre Swift didn't play, and this team plays again on Thursday.
Well, here's the thing. Like, the game they played in was fantastic. It went down to the last series. I don't know why, because the Patriots are god-awful.
Next up, running back Evan Hull is out with a knee injury. He's probably going to be out for a minute, and no one cares.
Well, I mean, he was the rookie that was supposed to be, like, the he was on the depth chart behind...
He was behind Zach Moss and Deion Jackson.
Yeah, Zach Moss is back this week, so he's not playing anyway.
Oh, real quick thing I wanted to circle back around on to J.K. Dobbins, which I forgot to mention, was that him being injured opened up the door for Melvin Gordon to Kool-Aid man his ass in again.
Yeah, I as an ex-Charger, we all know how this is going to go. He'll play 2 games. We'll all remember he can't hold the ball, and he'll be sent back down to the minors.
Correct. Wide receiver Deontay Johnson had a pretty bad-looking hamstring strain, so he'll likely be out for another 3 or 4 weeks, at minimum.
Pickens time, baby.
Woo! Next up, Jacoby Myers has a concussion and is week-to-week.
Actually, that one looked really bad. I saw that video. That looked bad.
Didn't he have a bad one last year, too?
Yeah, he got targeted last year. The man cannot get hit in the head again.
Tight end Greg Dulcich has a hamstring strain as well and is out multiple weeks. We do not care.
Nope.
Tight end Pat Freiermuth, who I just mentioned, has a chest contusion and is week to week. Don't care. I believe, other than injuries that already existed, that that's the final list.
I mean, you gotta put in the big one. You gotta put in Kelce.
Sure, Kelce was earlier in the week, but yeah, Kelce's included in a week one injury. Well, I mean, he didn't get hurt during the game, but like right before.
Yeah, but we were just talking about it. He had how many pints of blood?
I believe it was 45 cc's of blood removed from his knee. That's too much blood.
I am looking forward to the Chiefs sucking for the first half of the season. Let's go. Let's go.
Just because I was curious, 45 cc's of blood is just about 1.5 ounces.
Good Lord. Like, how swollen was his knee? Like, at this point, I'm thinking it's just like, you remember Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force? That's just his knee. Like, he keeps turning him. Hey, man, how's it going?
I was going to say, please tell me his knee talks.
Oh, God, yeah. Like I said, it's Meatwad. It's just, hey, man, what the fuck's going on this motherfucker?
Well, so that was the injury recap from week one, and that's again that's not like the first quarter of the season. That's just week one.
It's only going to go downhill from here.
It's not good. God, if you escaped this week without a player getting injured, you have to be terrified for week two.
Oh yeah, like you're immediately taking insurance policies out on all of your players. Like, can you do that for fantasy? Listen, I drafted this dude in the first round, and I expect good results. I want to put an insurance policy on this.
Somebody's going to figure out a way to make that work.
You know who's not on the injury report? Who definitely should be? Tony. Because I guarantee you his ego is crippled right now.
Kadarius Tony?
Yeah.
Or like Tony Danza?
No, Kadarius Tony.
Okay, just checking.
Well, I mean, Tony Danza, maybe. I don't know what drugs he's on this week, but Kadarius Tony had to shut down Twitter, Instagram, all of his things.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Because he's
all
getting
media.
Absolutely
yeah,
hammered by everyone.
Yeah. You know, fantasy football people can be a little toxic sometimes.
But
we wouldn't know anything about
that.
I couldn't
tell you anything about that.
Perfect baby angels in this league.
Never wish death upon somebody on this because of fantasy football reasons.
Yeah, I totally didn't yell at someone this morning for sportsmanship.
What? Anyway, wait, was it me?
No, I yelled at Eric because he was being gracious to Joe.
Oh,
or Matt? I don't know. No, Joe. He's being gracious to Joe, and I won't allow that.
I was like, shit, how much did I drink yesterday? I don't remember any part of that. What did I do?
Like, I was kind to someone?
Who did I say something to? Jesus.
I was not complimentary of anyone in this league. I would never do such a thing.
No, if anything, I'm going to get yelled at for something I say about Matt or Eric or Chris or you or Dan or Carlos or Joe or Cesar or who am I missing at this point? Jason?
No one cares about Jason.
No, I mean, you wouldn't. And then, but Jason's not listening.
Jason's not listening.
Long story short, fuck you guys. I hate you all. Okay. Anyway. Well, now that we've gone through the dead zone, because the graveyard is full already.
I'm sure we'll be adding to it.
Are you ready?
Maybe.
It's time to talk about the ones that didn't show up this week.
Ah, players who are missing in action.
The MIA. The zeros, as it were.
We kind of alluded to one earlier. You could make the argument that Kyle Pitts didn't show up. I mean, he showed up, but
it's not.
He must have been kidnapped at some point during.
Dude, we were talking about this during Sunday. I cannot wait for his Hall of Fame speech, where he gets up there and he's just like, "All right, so we're just gonna ignore the first 4 years of my career where I did not play in the NFL. I used to live in Atlanta, but I didn't play, and then I went on to." Either Kansas City, New York, Baltimore, somewhere, and had the greatest career of a tight end ever.
I swear to God, he's going to get traded to Kansas City after Travis Kelce retires,
isn't
he?
Absolutely. It makes too much sense. Kelsey's got 2 more years before he's irrelevant.
It depends how his knee goes here.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine Kyle Pitts in KC?
I prefer not to.
Or Baltimore.
I mean, Mark Andrews is like 27.
You put him in. You put him in any office that's got a quarterback that can get it within the area code of where he's standing.
Yeah, yeah.
Good Lord.
Well, we're on the Falcons. You know who else didn't show up?
Well, Cordell Patterson literally sat on the bench.
Well, you could have added his ass to the injury report. I think he was hurt.
That's fair.
I was going to go with Drake London. Drake London had a big old goose egg.
Oh, my God. Zero catches on one target.
That's, yeah. I mean, what, his zero ADP was like, he was zero. In like the seventh or sixth round or something like that.
He was
that.
Up there, man. Like
he's a wide receiver
was
one.
High on that.
People are high on him.
Additionally, in the same vein, Christian Kirk. One catch, 9 yards.
Yeah, he fell way behind Zay Jones there.
Oh, yeah. That was not pretty. And I was high on him. I was really high on him. I thought he was going to be a good piece to complement Calvin Ridley. Wrong! Wrong! Another tight end we didn't talk about that didn't show up this week. Dallas Goedert. Zero catches on zero targets.
Yeah.
He did not factor in at all.
0%.
Did not even show up. Not even on the stat line. I don't even know if he got a block. Who else didn't show up this week? Anybody big? I mean, I was ready to call Garrett Wilson's day done.
Nope.
But he still got a touchdown.
Garrett Wilson, still good at football.
Yeah, like, if you get a touchdown on a Zach Wilson, God damn it, you just deserve a gold star. And he did it. Because good Lord.
Yeah.
Did you see the touchdown catch, by the way?
I caught by the nose.
Good
insane.
Lord. Although, not the best touchdown pass of the day.
Or no, that wasn't the one. He tipped it to himself. Zay Jones caught it by the nose.
Zay Jones' touchdown was the best one of the day. Good Lord. Yep. Oh, who else? Who else wasn't here this weekend that should have been? Can't think of the bigger name. Oh, wait. What about Joe Burrow? Who played 3.5 quarters and got 1 point, I think.
Anyway, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, Joe Burrow got 1 point, 1.9 points.
Wait, did he really?
Yeah, it was bad. He had like 82 yards total.
So that would mean Jamar Chase got like what?
9 points.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. And T. Higgins also, goose egg.
Oh, zero. Yeah. T. Higgins. Zero nothing. For eight? He was on the field, I think.
I mean, he got eight targets. He didn't catch a single one of them.
Yeah, I think it was because Joe Burrow was nowhere close on any of I think Jamar Chase was like 5 for 5 or 5 for 8 for 39 yards or some shit like that. And then 1 yard or 2 yards on a rush.
Not good. Yeah, and they lost to the Browns.
Who didn't have a great day, just had a less shitty day than the Bengals did.
I thought Deshaun Watson looked like trash.
Yeah, he still has not looked good.
No.
Since coming back, he has not looked good.
Mm-mm.
It's been ugly. Anybody else that we're forgetting? I feel like there's one more that we should be talking about.
Probably. We'll remember later.
Well, we talked about the zeros. Let's talk about the heroes.
Heroes! I mean, mine is Calvin Ridley.
Calvin Ridley was up there. We cannot have this conversation without talking about how Tyreek Hill just smacked that ass. I mean,
Tyreek Hill is the entire reason that Eric beat Joe. More on that later.
It's also the entire reason I sat here being pissed drunk for 3 hours, stewing over that. I mean, he had 11 catches for 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. It was ugly.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Brandon Ayuk had a day, carried that team.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's another couple that we're talking
about. I mean, we could talk about the entire Dallas Cowboys defense.
Calvin Ridley was up there. The normal guys you expected to be up there were up there. Justin Jefferson, Eckler, Stephon Diggs, McCaffrey. McCaffrey broke off a 60-yarder, and it made it look easy.
I mean, Breece Hall.
McCaffrey not only broke off a 60-yarder, put the most epic Madden spin in action.
Yeah, straight up.
Like, shit looks straight out of a video game. Yep. He was just like, I'll just do this real quick. Boop, bye.
Yep.
60 yards down the field. One that probably people didn't think about. Tua had a day. But again, going back to the Chargers game, the Chargers pass defense was atrocious.
I mean, yeah.
Jacoby Myers, before his concussion, had 29 points, man. Like, Aaron Jones balled out. Michael Pittman? Additionally, here's one nobody saw coming, and this was the 11th highest point total on the week. 11th highest. Remember, with the 7th pick of the draft, the Atlanta Falcons drafted Bijan Robinson? Yeah, Tyler Allgeier.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Got two touchdowns, man.
Yeah.
75 rushing yards on and 19 receiving yards and two touchdowns.
Who saw that coming?
I mean.
Also, can we talk about just for a second how Joe did it again?
Yeah, I know.
How did Carlos draft 13 running backs?
Joe did it twice, I believe, actually.
He drafted 13 running backs, and Joe still got the right running back core that I'd want.
He has Tyler Allgeier. He has, I believe he has Kenny Gainwell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
The fuck, man?
Yeah. Well, Joe's thing is he just picks up everybody's backup, and that usually works out. Well, he doesn't have Gus Edwards, does he?
Ha! The only rock star this weekend that I think deserves special credit is one that not a single fucking person saw coming. Puka Nacao gave his best Cooper Kupp impression.
He did. I mean, that honestly, Rams as a whole.
Yeah.
You got Puka, Tutu Atwell did well. Yeah. Kyren Williams did well. Yeah. Like,
I don't know what the hell happened in Seattle, but good Lord, that was an ass whooping.
I think it was trap game. I think they were looking past the Rams. Yeah, I mean, everybody assumed that they were just not
okay.
A threat.
Okay. All right, you ready? You ready for the next thing?
Sure.
Hot or not?
Hot or not?
Rams, hot or not?
Ooh. I'm going to go with not.
Really?
I'm going to go with not.
Hit me. What you got?
Week one is always fucking weird. I refuse to believe that what's left of Matthew Stafford's ribcage can support a rookie wide receiver and Tutu Atwell and Van Jefferson's ghost. And I mean, I guess Tyler Higbee's that. Yeah, hey, they did great. I did not see them winning that game. Sean McVay is an amazing coach. Maybe they keep going, but I don't think we're talking about a playoff team here.
Okay. Are you telling me that the Rams were just they played a bad team? And won?
No, I think the Rams
a good team and did well?
I think the Rams were pissed off.
I mean, they had to start Mayfield the end of the season last year.
Mm-hmm. And he did well.
That's my point. And then they put Stafford back in. And all of a sudden, Stafford healthy with a defense that's not horrid. I mean, they got rid of a couple pieces, but they still got fucking Aaron Donald in the middle of that lineup, dude. That's fucking terrifying.
Sure.
Playoff or not?
Who else is in that division?
Well, you got the Seahawks, the 49ers, and the Cardinals.
You could accidentally wind up in a wild card spot, but I'm going to go not in the playoffs, no.
I mean, I think this is a foregone conclusion, but I think we both agree that the 49ers are going to absolutely destroy that division.
I'm not sure at this point that the 49ers are going to lose a game.
After what I saw them do to Pittsburgh, holy shit.
Yeah, that was something. Hot or not?
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers' career is over.
Not hot. That is the coldest of cold takes, and what's worse is it's not wrong.
If true, I said this last night, but if true... Corey Wooten, former Bear, took out Favre. Leonard Floyd, former Bear, took out Aaron Rodgers. That's just weird.
Here's my take on this. It's hard enough for a young player to come back from Achilles tears. Let's go back to OBJ. Not ODB. I mean, I'm pretty sure ODB tore some shit, but not his Achilles. OBJ tore his Achilles, and it took him 2 years to come back. Like, he tore it in the Super Bowl. He had to sit in an entire year, and he's just now coming back, and he has not looked the same since.
I mean, it's kind of a worst-case injury.
Rodgers is 6 years older than him.
With Aaron Rodgers, it's not so much, like, can he come back? Because he's a quarterback. He's not trying to do anything, like, too hard back there. He probably could come back. If a position can come back from an Achilles injury, it's going to be that position. Because he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not running anywhere. But it's Aaron Rodgers. He's 38, 39 years old, some of that. Does he want to put in that kind of rehab work? I don't think so.
It's not that he's not a running quarterback. That's not the problem. As a quarterback, you have to be able to escape. And if you're worried at all about if your foot can support you when you turn, you're done. You cannot play quarterback.
I mean,
if you cannot get out of pressure, you will not make it, because the NFL is all about supplying pressure to the quarterback right now.
Alternative argument?
Go for it.
Alex Smith.
Get a knee injury.
Did you see it?
It's fair. Counterpoint. How long did he last after the second one?
Not super long.
How good was he after the second one?
He was fine. But he was never Aaron Rodgers.
You think Aaron Rodgers would be okay with just being fine?
I mean, you can make the argument that Aaron Rodgers is fine now.
Well, he is now, because he is high as balls.
Okay. On your Jets team,
Cap,
you can start a fully healthy and injected with steroids Zach Wilson. Or what's left of Aaron Rodgers.
That's different.
Who do you start?
I'm starting Aaron Rodgers, but I need to make
like
money.
Aaron Rodgers in like a Rascal scooter in the backfield.
I think the more apt argument would be, would you be willing to start the remnants of Aaron Rodgers or your freshly drafted quarterback one, Caleb Williams?
I'll take Caleb Williams.
The Jets gonna lose a lot.
They won last night. They beat the Bills, man.
Did they win or did the Bills lose?
The Jets won. They earned that one, man.
Oh, God, no. Bills were just awful.
That's also true.
Awful.
Josh Allen was awful.
Every time they play the Jets, what the fuck is it? What do the Jets have on the Bills?
Well, so you bring me to my next question. Hot take or not? Josh Allen's going to be shit this year.
Hot take.
Three interceptions?
Hot take. It's week one. It's week one.
But it goes into the last 5 weeks of last season, too.
Week one.
Last 5 weeks of last season as well. He's picked up right where he left off.
That's fair.
Looks like hot garbage. That team without Brian Daboll.
Wait. Am I expecting him to be MVP? Hell no. Would I still rather him over Zach Wilson? Hell yes.
Well, that wasn't the question.
I mean, look at the other quarterbacks in that division. Would you rather Mac Jones or Josh Allen?
I mean, Josh Allen.
Tua or Josh Allen over Tua? I take Josh Allen. Mostly because I also take
Josh Allen, but like based
Tua
on
is
week
one hit away from being comatose at this point.
Apparently, every player is one hit away from death at all times. I didn't know that until this week.
Well, it is a violent game. Anyway, to your point, hot take, hot take.
Do we have another hot take today?
I got one.
All right.
Hot or not? The Bengals are not going to be good this year.
That's a hot take.
Is it?
That's a hot take.
Is it?
That's a hot take. It's week one. It was a bad weather game.
My fear is that Joe Burrow just got paid and went, man, like, I don't really need to try right now. We're in a weak division, and it's going to be week six before he picks that shit up. And then we're going to go in, oh, shit, they're playing catch-up. Can they catch up? Now, I have them as a borderline playoff team. I think they'll be fighting for the division. I think they might end up with a wild card. But I think that team's going to take a massive step back this year. Massive.
Okay. All right.
And I think it starts with Joe Burrow. And it falls directly onto Ja'Marr Chase, because where Joe goes, Ja'Marr follows. I think Joe Mixon's going to have a down year.
Well, I thought that too. Yeah.
I think T. Higgins might be the one that I'm the least worried about.
I mean, I hope he has a great year. It's contract year, because they're not going to re-sign him.
That's why. I think T. Higgins is like going to be screaming after week one, give me the fucking ball again. I need to make money.
Sure. That's fair. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I hope for Jason's sake that you are wrong, because Jason drafted the Bengals.
Oh, it's not a small part of Jason drafting both of them that I think that team's going to do bad. Like, that played a major part of that hot take
right there.
I looked at his team and went, there's no way, and that's why. If anybody hasn't figured out, fuck you, Jason. Do better. Draft better. Be better. You went to Duke. You can't be better. You know why you can't be better? Did you see that ludicrous display last night? 134 to 184 to the
ex-champ.
I said ex. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, there was a moment in time where Matt was projected to lose that. A very brief moment, but a moment.
I lived in that moment. Oh, I was there for it.
It was a good moment.
No, but instead, Jason showed his true colors and lost by 50.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a bummer. Like, you know.
I'd almost say that's the worst way to ingratiate yourself to the league. But then I looked at Chris's matchup and went, oh, wait, no, never mind. Never mind. Never mind.
Yeah, he almost had this one. And you know what? Like, the tragic part of it is, like,
had he started someone, anyone, literally any person on his bench.
Except for Aaron Rodgers.
Over Mark Andrews, who did not play.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Accurate.
Instead, he gifted Carlos a win. Carlos, you're welcome. Okay, you are what that is what you get for all the pain and misery that Jen has given you.
The other thing that I think is just mildly interesting is that he was sitting in front of us debating which defensive back he should have picked up, whether it was Jordan Fuller or Javon Holland. Mm-hmm. And he initially wanted to pick up Javon Holland, and then he
talked himself into
Jordan Fuller. And had he picked up Javon Holland, he would have beat Carlos by 7 points.
Whoopsie. Let this be a lesson to you all. Set your goddamn lineups.
Set your lineups. Set your lineups. Set your lineups! It takes 4 seconds. Unless you're me, and then it takes 4 seconds, and then 12 hours of tinkering.
You gotta dick around for a little bit.
You gotta dick around for a little bit. You gotta put your phone down. You gotta walk away from it. You gotta come back. You gotta go, okay, it is 11:59. I'm gonna make 7 substitutions.
So, continuing on this trend. I mean, one closing point. He was a point away from losing by Clyde.
He was, yeah. Not too terribly far.
Which is hilarious. Clyde's. Because Joe lost by a Clyde. My God, I swear to God, I believe he mentioned earlier that he had refreshed that page more times than anybody had ever refreshed a page before again. I believe him. I believe he has sat at his computer since the minute that game ended, it just refresh, 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 refresh.
Yeah, yeah. I I don't think they come out until Thursday on Sleeper. It might even be Friday.
His wife will be like annoyed because he hasn't left his desk chair in 3 days. He will look like he has not left his chair in 3 days. He'll probably smell like it too. Joe, what I'm saying is take a shower because goddamn, you smell.
And you lost to Eric.
Which is even worse.
Eric made the playoffs last year.
Yeah, he did. You started off 0-9? 0-10?
I mean, not 0-10, but pretty close.
Congrats, Eric, for starting off with a win. That's rare.
God damn.
Yeah, I'm going on Eric today. I don't know why. Eric, it's your turn. All right, I haven't done you in a while. It's your turn. Which brings us to you versus Dan.
Yep.
And wow, Mike, how often does it happen where you start with a loss?
It happens. Especially when I don't have a first round pick on my team.
Yeah, well, that was your fault. I told you not. We all told you not to do it.
Literally no one said anything.
We all looked at this you and said, we know what's about to happen. Don't do it.
Interesting revisionist history. Didn't happen.
We all looked at you and went, and this is where you draft Cooper Kupp.
Well, I mean, yeah. Anyone in my position drafts Cooper Kupp there. Anyone. Now, if it was just a week later. Hell, if it was 2 days later.
I was about to say, didn't he get diagnosed with a knee injury like literally 15 seconds after you drafted him?
He had the hamstring injury like earlier on, and the report that came out right before our draft, I think it was like a day or two before, was like, he looks fucking great. Everything's wonderful. And I was like, all right, cool. And then 2 days later, he had a setback. What does that mean? We don't know. We're not going to tell you.
So what I'm hearing is it's your fault.
It is my fault and every other Cooper Cup drafter's fault. Yes.
Yeah.
I, however, am not too mad about it because it means I get to make cup puns again. So
I will say your two to start were fantastic.
Oh, cut my team into pieces. And what was the other one? Kuppenheimer?
Kuppenheimer. Kuppenheimer might be my favorite. Kuppenheimer was absolutely brilliant. I was pissed that I hadn't thought of it first. I was like, God damn it. Of course. God damn it. Jesus.
Yeah, because like, well, the week that I came up with that, the Smash Mouth guy died. So yeah. I was also trying to like work that in somehow, and I couldn't figure it out. I'm still working on it.
And so you decided to just default to Papa Roach.
Well, because they look alike. That's kind of how my brain got there. I was like, how do I shove Cooper Kupp into a Smash Mouth reference? And then I just wound up at Papa Roach.
Wow.
Which is Smash Mouth for people who like metal, I guess. I don't know.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't. But sure.
I don't understand what Papa Roach or Smash Mouth are.
I don't either. Okay. I don't think they understand.
Well, more on that in our music podcast.
Yeah. But I think that leaves just me and Cesar.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's about all we needed to say.
And that's it.
Yeah. Yep. Cesar lost.
Cesar has a team. It is named after grapes. It no longer features Travis Kelce. And
somehow I gave him all the parts for Travis Kelce and he used none of them.
Wait, what? Really?
No, I'm sorry. That was Chris. I gave Chris a bunch of shit for Christian Kirk, and he left them all on the bench.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding.
Okay.
And yet still, he came out on the plus side of that? Like, I got Derwin James and Christian Kirk, and he got a bunch of parts, and those parts were still better.
The general attitude you have towards that trade is like, well, I gave Chris a bunch of garbage, and then he left all that garbage on the bench, and he still has better garbage than I have.
I looked at that trade a couple days later, and I was like, what in the flying fuck was I thinking? Oh, yeah, I was really high.
I would like my garbage back. I'm actually, sorry, I'm just looking at Caesar's team now, and I'm realizing that Daniel Jones got -2.5 points, which is...
Did you see that? We stopped watching after the first quarter.
I was going to say, did I see the game? No, I didn't.
Look, I was arguing with somebody about this earlier today. It wasn't that the Cowboys were good, because in no way, shape, or form were the Cowboys good. Dallas just got lucky as fuck.
Yeah.
And looked bad.
Dallas' defense is really good, though.
It was, but like they got two fumble recoveries where the ball literally just popped into their, it hit the ground and went straight to their guy's hands. They got an interception because the wide receiver jumbled it and was like, oh, hey, here, you have this. To Dallas, who was just like, I mean, sure, man. Like, okay.
Yeah. I enjoyed that I picked up not one, but two Giants wide receivers going like, one of them has to pay. No, the answer is no. Not a single Giants wide receiver had to pay off.
You know, one of my favorite things that happened in the game was that the best tackle in the game was a Dallas DB on a different Dallas DB. Stephon Gilmore caught an interception. He got hit harder by his own team than anybody else did in the rest of the game. Because he went down and went fetal position, and his entire team came over and hit him constantly. It was mind-boggling. That man's got welts, is all I'm saying. Anyway, all that's important from my matchup is I won. I'm the greatest. And I still left 60 points on the bench. Somehow. So fuck you, Matt. You're next.
Okay, so that was the recap. And that brings us to this week's power rankings. So these are rankings from Fantasy Pros, projected for the rest of the season. We're going to try to do these every week if we remember.
Bro.
Number one in the power rankings, Clyde.
Because I'm that goddamn awesome.
I don't know that I would go that far.
I would, did, and will again. I'm that goddamn good. Gah.
Number two.
It's good to be back on top, Mike. So good.
To your previous point, it's week one. Number two is Eric.
All right, so, you know, I'd like to throw into question these power rankings already.
But you're number one.
Yeah, not that part. Oh, that part I'm cool with. Eric, number two.
Uh-huh.
Can we go back to the part where I was talking shit to Eric's team?
We may.
The fuck?
He beat Joe by a Clyde.
Barely. He barely beat Joe.
You know what I think it is?
And there's a chance that we'll get turned around. I'm now Team Joe.
Whoa.
I just want to see what happens.
That was unexpected.
I want to see what happens with the power rankings, honestly.
I assume that has a lot to do with Tyreek Hill.
Well, I mean, I don't expect him to get 200 yards a game every game.
I mean, he did come out this year and say he was shooting for 2,000 yards on the season, so.
Bruh, not every defense is going to be as bad as the Chargers defense.
He's on pace for 3,655.
Fuck off. To your earlier point, week one.
I'm number three in the power rankings, which is fine. I'll take it. After a loss, something's got to make me feel better. Joe's number four.
Ew.
And no one cares. Number five is our champ, Matt, right in the middle.
Ew.
Couldn't possibly be a more boring spot.
Yeah, I was about to say, could not be any more boring than being five.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could have been six, which is a little
be the last playoff team in. You're exciting. Yeah. No, five. You're just five.
Boring.
Mediocre.
Mm.
Speaking of number six, that's Chris.
I would pay money. I would pay actual hard-earned money to see Chris come in at sixth.
These power rankings project Chris to make the playoffs after week one, after a week where he was the lowest scoring team.
Yeah, he was up there.
So he's projected now, according to the power rankings, to make the playoffs. And if that happens, rookie curse is in play.
Don't do that.
I'm just saying it's true.
Don't do that.
And if there's anything that we've learned about the 2023 season, it's that curses are active.
I can't live with the belt and not have it.
You know, having been the champion in that situation twice, it's not fun for the roommate.
Yeah, I can imagine not.
It is fun for the champion.
That's why I want to win it. So I could just walk around wearing a belt, sans nothing else.
Number seven in the power rankings is Carlos. So he's first team out of the playoffs.
This is out of how many teams?
10.
Oh. Sounds about right.
That one might be good.
That
was number eight, after the team that drafted 13 running backs, is Dan.
I mean, I gotta wonder how it feels to be eighth behind the team that drafted nothing but running backs.
I wonder,
and tight ends for 10 to 12 rounds.
I wonder how it feels to actually get a win this week and then be projected eighth in the power rankings over the team, under the team that you beat, who's at three. Like, okay, I'll take it.
He's eighth behind Carlos, who did not draft a wide receiver until round 14.
Sure.
Everybody below Carlos in this power ranking should really reevaluate their lives.
Well, you see, Clyde, Carlos drafted three tight ends also.
Of which he can only start two.
So, how do we want to do this? Should I say number 9 first or number 10 first?
I think you did a disservice not going in reverse order.
That's true. Next week. But the big reveal is that number 9 is Caesar, which puts Jason at the bottom of the power rankings.
All right, Mike. All right, Mike.
All right, Clyde.
Who's your shit bowl champion this year?
Shit bowl champion, but according to these power rankings?
Power rankings in play, yes, but I want to know your opinion.
Didn't we do this already?
We did, but we didn't have the power rankings to base this off of.
I also don't remember what I said. So, let's see. Based on the power rankings that I'm looking at, I'm going to go with Caesar.
Can I tell you who I want it to be?
You can.
I really, really, really want it to be Dan.
Oh, I mean, I really want it to be Dan, because there's nothing I want more than his surgically repaired hip to have to do the broad jump.
There's like there are a number of things I want from this league, but all I really want is for last week of the season, Dan and Carlos. Like, at that point, I don't care who wins the fucking league anymore. It could be you and me in the championship and be like, fuck this. Put it in the linebacker. Let's call it a day. I want to watch that shit.
I'd forget to set my lineup. Yeah, I want to see Dan's beard flapping in the breeze while he runs the 40-yard dash. That's what I want.
I want to see Carlos because he would curse all of our names as he ran by.
He would run it with a beer. Finish. And then chuck the empty can at you.
He would have the beer hat while he's doing the reps.
I mean, did I forget to mention that that's a part of the component of the combine drills that you have to run? Is you also have to be drinking during it?
Well, my thought was that we were just going to buy a keg and you had to be absolutely hammered. Well, no.
See what we can do.
In my variation of this, you do them twice. Once sober and then once hammered.
And see how much you improve when you're hammered.
All the while, we will compare you to, like, actual NFL athletes like Tom Brady, who did not take this seriously.
Of note, and I feel like I have to say this based on how week one went. If you lose the league and you're doing the combine drills, please don't rupture your Achilles. Just avoid that. Thank you. And that's the punishment projection / power rankings. We'll probably redo that every week.
Oh, I really hope it stays the same. I cannot tell you how much y'all want a Carlos Dan final in the toilet bowl.
Yeah, I would pay some serious money to get that.
All right, Mike, right here. If that's the final and we're in the finals, we don't care.
Obviously, I don't care.
All right, so we've made it through the first week of the season.
Barely.
Kind of.
A little bit.
Not all of us. Aaron Rodgers sure as shit didn't.
He did not.
J.K. Dobbins didn't.
Very much not.
So I've got two things to ask. We've watched the draft. We've watched free agency. We've watched week one. Who was the real fantasy man of genius for preseason?
Gotta be Carlos.
Oh, wait. Is that the music I hear? Here's to you, Mr. I drafted 13 running backs guy.
Mr. Ground and Pound.
While the rest of us were looking at wide receivers, quarterbacks, and even defensive players, you only had eyes for running backs.
When everybody else zigs, you zagged.
And for that, you are a real fantasy man of genius.
For ruining everybody's draft. We should do another one, because that was the preseason, so we got to do week one.
You ready for week one?
I am ready for week one.
Mike, who was your real fantasy man of genius for week one?
Oh, that's got to be Chris.
Oh.
Mr. I don't set my lineup.
While the rest of us are meticulously looking through the waiver wire, our lineups and free agency to pick up people.
Spending at least an hour of our morning switching in, switching out, switching in, switching out.
There you are.
Sound asleep.
Until 11 to 12 o'clock.
Setting your lineup at 2 p.m.
After the first games have already started.
You really know how to pay attention to a week one NFL season.
And that makes you our
fantasy man of genius.
For week one.
Fantasy man of genius.
You just had to get it. You just couldn't even.
It's gonna be great.
Okay, last but not least, we talked about week one. What's week two?
All right, you ready for this?
I am.
All right, let's do this real quick.
Yep.
And one of the games I'm looking forward to the most this week, it's going to be Jason and the LSU Bengals versus Cesar and the Grapes of Wrath.
Oh, that is projected a Clyde right there.
That is going to be...
It's going to be entertaining. Let's go with that.
Race to the bottom.
Probably.
That'll be interesting. Let's see. You are playing Matt. That's the one I'm looking at.
Oh, I was going to save that for the end.
I'm looking at it right now because, again, it's 2 points. It's like a Clyde and a half.
It is.
It's a 50-50 matchup, and I'm telling you right now, me and Matt, if you don't expect this week to devolve into just shit-talking after Wednesday at about noon, you're wrong. It's going to get bad. There's going to be a lot of stuff said.
I'm excited for the trash talk this week.
Oh, man. Looking at the next one, I got Eric versus Carlos in a matchup that should make Carlos cry a little bit.
Especially after our power rankings.
Oh, God. Yeah. That is not pretty for him.
Then we're going to go ahead and have Dan versus Joe in what looks to be a little bit of a nail biter.
That should be interesting. We'll see what happens with Joe's team and Garrett Wilson in particular. Sure. I know he already said he's on the block. He hasn't put him on the block, but he's there. Which leads to our final matchup of the week, which is you, Mike, versus the Law. Also known as Chris.
Upset of the week.
You saying Chris is going to get the win?
I think so.
Chris is going to get the dub.
Yep.
The Popo going to get the the dub? I was going to say 2-0, but I was like, oh, wait, that motherfucker did not win last week. What the fuck are you talking about?
And right after he beats me, I will claim police brutality.
I mean, it's going to go one of two ways. Either he wins and you claim that, or you win and you're arrested in the morning, and I can't tell which one I want to have.
I won't be surprised if I'm arrested for something slightly before I have to, like, set my lineup and stuff.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Like, he gets to you at, like, Saturday, 1 a.m.
Yeah.
He's like, this is the police. Open up. And then you find yourself in a holding cell until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Probably, honestly, like 12:01. You're free to go. Am I?
Listen, he gets here at 1 o'clock in the morning. He's like, listen, there was a complaint. I got to take you in. It's not a big deal. You'll be fine. You just got to... She's got to hang out in the cell for a little bit. I have to take all of your electronics, so. Should be a fun week, man.
Yep. Looking forward to it. Week two, hopefully no one else dies.
Oh, God. Can't be a repeat of week one. Can't be a repeat of week one. That would have been bad. That'd be bad.
Or is it week two? Who's next?
We get to, like, week 16. It's just, who's left? We got people starting Zach Wilson. Somebody's going to be starting, like, Josh Dobbs at that point.
Carlos in the chat. Are we allowed to start college players?
I would like to select Caleb Williams with the first pick of the college draft. It's week three. I select Caleb Williams. You heard it here first.
I'd like to pre-draft. All right, folks. Well, that's going to be week one in the books. Looking forward to week two. And we will see you on the other side.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Fuck you, Dan.
And fuck you, Matt. That's right, Matt. You thought I was over. It's not over. It'll never be over. Never.
Bye.
Fuck you, Matt.
Fuck you, Dan.